What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 30th, 2016, getting to the end of the week, getting to the end of the month, coming up on the Labor Day weekend, which is probably going to be very unpleasant for us here in Hawaii. More about that a little bit later. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and unfortunately, our toll-free line is still not working. It has vanished into the ether over at Vonage, and apparently the problem has now been kicked upstairs to a senior tech support guy at Vonage to sort out what the heck is going on. So grab your paper and pencil. Remember yesterday I told you, hang on to this note. It was going to be needed. If you want to call into the show, and I hope you will, the numbers are area code 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1883. 1-8-9-7, and I understand that one of our fans out there was trying to call into the show to sing me happy birthday and was left on hold by our very unreliable phone system here. So I know who you are, and thank you very much for the sentiment on that. Now then, getting on to some serious news here. WikiLeaks is preparing for another release of more Clinton emails ahead of the election. And Assange is basically saying this could be a deal breaker for Hillary's campaign, which frankly, from where I sit, looks like it's in crisis mode. They're thrashing around trying to find something, anything that they can do to get some traction with the voting public. But at this point, there's too much water under the bridge. Hillary Clinton is carrying more baggage than Kim Kardashian on a photo shoot. And it was rather naive of her to think that that wasn't going to be a factor in this election. And they have gone so over the top on trying to protect Hillary Clinton. Google is now hiding popular Hillary Clinton health searches, according to governmentslaves.info. They've taken out on the autocomplete up at the top, when you put Hillary health, it won't autocomplete. Same thing with the dead bodies list. They're doing everything they can to keep all of this stuff away from the public who is not yet aware of it, which I guess is what, four people now? Now, do you remember not too long ago there was a big stink over PBS was cutting criticism of Hillary Clinton and the Trans-Pacific Partnership from the Jill Stein interview, and then Breitbart came out with a video exposing how PBS was editing Jill Stein's statement to favor Hillary Clinton, and they put that up on Facebook. Facebook just deleted it. In the world of Google and Facebook, you are not allowed to say bad things about Hillary Clinton. We have donated to her foundation. We're part of her slush fund, and that's just the way it's going to be. Remember, I used to say, we even have a coffee mug over at the What Really Happened store, and it says on the front of it, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force it to act like one where everybody can see it, and that is what is happening right now. Now, according to the Daily Mail, the Gmail system is now classifying all Trump-related emails. Everything coming from the Trump campaign is now automatically marked as spam and dumped into your spam folder. It doesn't get more obvious than that. So if you're on Gmail, check your spam folder. You're probably going to find a lot of messages coming from the Trump organization. I mean, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. It's like the establishment is throwing this tantrum. You will take Hillary. You will take Hillary. We just want you to have Hillary. You don't love us anymore. You're right. We don't. And the corporate media is still out there trying to push all this stuff. You know, Hillary Clinton's health is absolutely perfect if you ignore the seizures and lesions and adrenaline pens and medication for Parkinson's and the rest of it. She's Wonder Woman. She is stronger than any 10 men, and you should love her and vote for her, so forth and so on. Now, basically, Brzezinski's, I think it's his daughter, is a doctor, and is out there making the rounds on the corporate media, like MSNBC, saying, no, it's Donald Trump who's got serious mental health issues. you know, Hillary's just fine. It's Donald Trump. He's going crazy. He'll destroy the entire world. No, what he's going to destroy, what he's a threat to, is the cronyism, the corruption, and the narcocracy. And this is another example of the Hillary Clinton campaign's tendency to project onto Trump. Whatever Hillary has done, oh, no, no, that was Donald. Both candidates and Donald Trump has already offered to do that. And you're not going to see that from Hillary. She's got a letter from a doctor who no doubt was paid a very, very nice fee to write the letter saying that she's perfectly okay. All right, let's go ahead and grab some phone calls here. Paul in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Rivero. These animal die-offs, most recently, you know, 8 gazillion caribou in Norway or someplace like that. Last night on Jeff Frentz, Yoichi Tsumatsu kind of explained it. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, it's kind of, he's talking about massive gamma ray bursts and the holes in the ozone layer recombining with the man-made radiation here and on. You'd have to hear it to understand.
No, I'm familiar with gamma ray bursts, and they are probably the biggest explosion in the universe, and they're lethal to everything around them. If any of our neighboring stars were to succumb to a gamma ray burst, it would wipe out all life on Earth. It's not selective. It's not just going to hit the reindeer. Besides, I thought those were killed by
Mr. Shumatov gives a rather detailed explanation. And are you there?
Okay, we're back. We're back on the air here. We seem to have lost our connection briefly. Anyway, Paul, gamma ray bursts are very, very lethal, but it wouldn't be selective. If it was strong enough to kill reindeer or caribou, it would kill all the human life on Earth as well. So thank you very much for the call. We're going to switch over to James in Japan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, happy belated birthday, Michael.
Thank you, sir.
You've aged very well for an American saltine.
Well, thank you for the sentiment, I think.
I think one great thing about you is you have a great relationship with the lovely Lady Claire, and that's why I'm so disappointed at Huma Aberdeen for leaving the Wiener for a pickle, because Anthony Wiener really stood by her for so long while she was engaged in the highest level of corruption and treason.
Well, maybe he was just playing catch up, and it could also be that this entire situation was staged to give the media something to talk about that isn't the Clinton Foundation or Hillary's health.
Yeah, that's possible. But, you know, Mike, also, I want you to go a little easy on Hillary, because it's really terrible that you talk about her health. I mean, even if... Because what happens, I mean, if her catheter breaks and she drops the nuclear football and fumbles?
That would not be a good thing at all. But, you know, I get a lot of emails saying, oh, you're picking on this poor little old lady. She's so frail and she's so weak and she's so helpless and she's dealing with all these other issues. And we're dealing with more issues here as well. Excuse me just a second. I got to twist another wire. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're back online here.
I saw this thing on Facebook. It says, guns don't kill. Testifying against Hillary does.
And yes,
they showed
it
five
does.
Pictures of the people that were recently murdered. And I'm not Maxwell Smart.
Well, you know, but basically, the Clinton Foundation just started up a new suicide helpline. Because if you're depressed, if you're trapped, you want to kill yourself and you don't know what to do, just call 1-800-CALL-FBI and tell them you've got evidence on Hillary Clinton, and one of the foundation's euthanists will be knocking at your door before sunset.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I saw something you put on your website, that the gang rapes are starting in America, and I think it's terrible. Like, even in Britain, they're researching over 50 gangs that rape people, and it's happening in Germany, and this whole immigration stuff is out of control. I've been to India, like, twice in the past year, and, I mean, you can't even go in these neighborhoods if you're someone like me. These people they can't change or adjust to a different culture. And I don't want to sound racist or anything, but I don't have anything. I don't even know, you know, how to even.
Well, again, as I've said, an open borders policy. An open borders policy is basically it's acting like a filter, because the people who are able in to make it in their own country, they're not going to leave. They're perfectly happy with what's going on there. And let's see. I need to do something here real quick because I had a net. Oh, there was a net connection at this end. That's why we lost our. Okay. There we are. All right. I'll leave the rest of it till the next commercial break. Anyway, James, thank you very much for the call, for the happy birthday greetings. But yeah, this wide open border immigration, you're getting the worst of the people who are, you know, coming from those source countries. The people who can make it, the people who are successful, they're going to stay there. They're perfectly happy there. We're getting people who are fleeing prosecution. We're getting people who are, you know, carrying contagious diseases. We're getting the worst of the dregs of these other countries, and that's why this whole thing's falling apart all over Europe and here in the United States. Anyway, James, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to Hillary Clinton, one of the things that she likes to talk about all over the U.S. During the campaign trail is how she was able to work with the opposition party. And she has this story where she reached across the aisle as first lady to work with Republican Tom DeLay on an adoption bill that became law in 1997. DeLay was the House Majority Whip at the time, and later on was part of the team that impeached Bill Clinton. Now, Hillary uses the story to sell the fact that she's really bipartisan and she's willing to work with everybody. And just let me take care of this here. But DeLay has come on out saying it didn't happen. It's not true. That she just made it up. And I'm starting to wonder if Hillary can even tell the difference between lies and truth any longer, given some of the examples we've seen lately where she came on out and claimed that the FBI director had said she was being truthful. And then Comey came on out and said, no, I said nothing of the kind. When we talk about the possibility of Hillary Clinton suffering brain damage, one of the symptoms we have to be aware of is an inability to tell the difference between fantasy and reality. And that is definitely a quality that we do not need to have holding the keys to the nuclear weapons. Now, according to Wayne Madsen, in an interview that came out of Press TV, Hillary Clinton basically thinks laws don't apply to her. And she could be justified in thinking that when you realize that the law has never applied to her. In over the last quarter of a century, with everything Bill and Hillary Clinton have done, they have never been held to account. The closest that they ever got held to account for what they were doing is when Bill Clinton was impeached. But he was not removed from office. That was it. And then you look at David Petraeus, whose violations of national security are just microscopic compared to Hillary Clinton, and he got driven, he got prosecuted, he got driven out of his career. The Clintons are protected, and the reason they're protected is very simple. The Clintons and the Bushes are the untouchables, the Olympians, because their duopoly goes all the way back to that 1980s CIA gun and drug running operation into Nicaragua, out of Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton. And the drug money corruption that came out of all of that literally allowed the Bushes and the Clintons to buy their way to the highest levels of the U.S. government. It's a replay of what happened during Prohibition, when dealing in illegal alcohol allowed the Kennedys to buy their way to the topest levels of the highest levels of the U.S. government. It's history may not repeat, but it's definitely rhyming. Now, Hillary is definitely showing some signs of problems with her campaign. For one thing, Brad Ashford, who's a Democratic congressman, is literally running away from Hillary, saying he's not going to campaign with her. He was being urged, get up there and be seen with her. It's going to help, and you know, with the Nebraska voters. And he said, no, I'm not going to campaign with Hillary Clinton. She's the kiss of death. And she really is. I mean, the corporate media is out there trying to convince you that she's the anointed one, that she's ahead in the polls, that she's going to be a wonderful president. But when you look at what's really going on, when you look at what other Democrats are saying, when you look at the extreme lengths the establishment is going to try and shove her down our throats and up our noses, to me, it's a sign of absolute panic. They don't know what they're going to do. The narcocracy is on the verge of losing their grip on power that they've had for the last 25 years, and they don't know what to do about it. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls. Dave in Oklahoma City, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the other day you were talking about Hillary Clinton and as possibly one of the worst-dressed people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she wears these jackets.
They look like hospital gowns.
Yeah, I was reading this article, and I don't know if you've seen this or not. I don't know if there's any truth to it, that she actually was wearing a colostomy bag, and mm-hmm. they show a picture of one of her when she was on stage over her left knee, where it drains down over her left knee, and that's why she's wearing these overcoat jacket type things.
Well, I can understand her being embarrassed about that, but I want to make a point here. Let's not gratuitously pick on unimportant things, because then we make her look like a victim and people will feel sorry for her. As far as I'm concerned, from the neck down, I don't care what's going on with Hillary Clinton. My concern is what's going on from the neck up. Because, like I said, the fact that Roosevelt had polio didn't impair his ability to make decisions, even though I don't agree with a lot of his decisions. The same thing with John F. Kennedy and his back injury, and apparently he also had Addison's disease. But it didn't impact his ability to make choices, and that's the job of the president. So when it comes to Hillary Clinton and her health issues, if it's below the neck, I don't care, and I'm not going there. Because I don't want to make her look, you know, like a victim and sympathetic, like we're picking on her. But it legitimate. It is legitimate to ask if she is really mentally able to do the job.
That's why I'm bringing this up, because they were saying it was possibly tied to her brain issue with her, you know, she had.
No, that's not what a colostomy bag is about here. And even setting aside, you know, the whole issue about whether she has suffered brain damage, just looking at her past career of corruption and all the dead bodies and the selling of secrets to other governments and the rest of it.
Unbelievable.
Does anybody really
Absolutely.
Think that when she's standing up there on the inauguration platform taking the oath of office, that she's going to go through a magical transformation and all of a sudden be a decent, honest person? It's
That's
just
terrifying.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, it's terrifying to think how her and her husband got into politics. It's just horrible thinking about it.
It really is. Again, it's all drug money corruption, and it persists to this very day. You know, Loretta Lynch gave HSBC that sweetheart deal to avoid an actual trial. James Comey was on the HSBC board of directors when this was all going down with the money laundering. People need to wake up and realize the extent to which drug money corruption has ruined our government and our nation.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah, thank you.
It really is. All right, Dave, thanks an awful lot. We've got another caller waiting on the line, but we're a little too close to the commercial break, so I'm going to wait to take the call until after the commercial break that's coming up here. But somebody pointed out, this is from PatriotRising.com, how all these corporate media outlets have been very generous donors to the Clinton Foundation. And so, of course, they're not going to report on the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, because then they'd have to report on their own shenanigans. Is it really a charitable donation, or are they using it as a tax avoidance scheme? Because it does seem to be a giant slush fund, and it's perfectly set up to be a tax avoidance scheme. Oh, I'm donating millions of dollars to the foundation, and I can write it off my taxes, and then the money comes back to you some other way. All right, there's the music. We'll take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here, and welcome back to our show, rather. And before we take this phone call, got an email from somebody confirming that Gmail also will mark as spam anything containing a domain from the independent media, which I presume includes whatreallyhappened.com. Like I said, they're not even trying to hide the fact that we live in a dictatorship right now. Back to the phones. Laura in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, happy belated birthday, Michael.
Thank you.
And I wanted to, a couple different things to talk to you about. I found last night while I was at work that the people that I have actually have been noticing in the past couple of weeks, that people that a year ago I was sounding the alarm and saying, hey, you know, the economy is not doing so well. There's things going on that are bad. We're looking at a possible collapse and all that. And at that time had basically kind of brushed me off. I'm actually having them now approach me and tell me that they're preparing, that they're getting survival groups together and they're, preparing for the impending doom, which was kind of interesting and kind of, validated what I've been saying, that now they're noticing. So I think people are starting to wake up to what's going on.
Well, there's no question people are waking up here, but even without the political uncertainty, I mean, look at what's going on. Hurricanes, volcanoes, and Iceland and everything. You know, you should have some kind of preparations in your home to be able to care for your family for a couple of weeks. in case that supply chain breaks down. And, you know, we've all grown up with this idea of complete and total dependence on the corporate-supplied food and corporate-supplied water and corporate-supplied electricity, but there's always a possibility it's not going to be there, whether it's from earthquakes or revolutions or whatever. But you're absolutely right. More and more people have awakened to what's going on in this country, and that's why the Clinton campaign is in a state of panic, and so is the corporate media, because the corporate media gets the millions and millions of dollars they get because they're able to steer the minds of America. Those people up there are not being paid millions of dollars in salaries to tell you the truth. They're being paid millions of dollars because they're very convincing liars. And they can sell you things. They can sell you a new car. They can sell you a new war. They can sell you a new president. And on the day when it becomes obvious they can't do that anymore, those million-dollar paychecks are going to stop. And that's why they're just going completely bonkers, trying to prove to their masters that, yes, they will be able to force Hillary Clinton into the White House no matter what those voters want.
Well, on that, and then on that subject, I had put on the back of my car, you know, it's just one of those things that you try to do something, you know, try to get the word out there. So I actually, some people on my job thought I was a little nuts, but I put on the back of my car with letters, watch Clinton Cash movie. And I left it at that. I didn't put anything else on the back window. And mm-hmm. just today, I had another person approach me, and they said to me, "What is that on the back of your car?" And I told them, you know, basically what the movie was. And yet again, they said to me, "I don't know how anybody could be voting for her, how anybody in this country could vote for her." And it's happened to me over and over. And it's funny because my son was with me, and when the gentleman left, he looked at me because he thought I was kind of kooky doing that. And he kind of looked at me. He said, "Mom, I can't figure out any way that she's actually going to get elected by how many people have approached you that didn't know mm-hmm. what that movie was about, whether it was pro-Clinton or against Clinton." And every single person that has talked to me, you know, has said, basically, "I'm not voting for her. I have no idea how this is, you know, how she's even there and the media is not covering." I told him about what happened with David Seaman and the reporter of Huffing, you know, of that was just let go just for even questioning her health. And I mm-hmm. said, it's they're blacking out all of that. You've got to listen to the alternative media. I gave them your website and told them about you. I said, if you want the truth, you cannot look at the mainstream media. You have to go to alternative media that will actually tell you the truth. So, you know, people are getting interested.
Oh, they are. They very much are. I mean, you know, even people who have not been paying attention to what's going on politically, they understand at a gut level something's gone horribly wrong with this country. And they're starting to ask questions. What the heck happened? And, of course, you, which you're all part of the independent media now, you're there ready to answer their questions. And that is why, ultimately, the corporate media is so terrified for its future plush existence. Thank you for the phone call, Laura. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And a reader just emailed me and nagged me for forgetting to remind that other caller to wear red on election day if you are voting for Trump. And we've got time to get that idea out there, and we're working to get that idea out there, because this is not just a case of voting for Donald Trump. It's going to take every single American getting out there to stop Hillary Clinton from stealing the White House. Now, the Founding Fathers originally set up this country on the principle that allowing power to be concentrated was simply too dangerous, and power had to be given to the people. That's the core design philosophy of the Constitution, that power and authority is diffused across the land. And under the narcocracy, power has become intensely concentrated in Washington, D.C., and it is time for the people to take that power back. And it's going to take every single one of you to do it. Now, Judicial Watch has released the list of 25 questions Hillary Clinton will have to answer under oath. Hillary's lawyers have been fighting this tooth and nail. The State Department lawyers have been fighting this tooth and nail. They've been trying to find some way to delay this until after the election. Because if you catch Hillary committing perjury, it might unfairly bias the voters against her. Yeah, and it should. We had to wait until Richard Nixon was in office to find out what a crook he was. We're finding out about Hillary before the election. I think it's a better way to go. So I'm going to give you some of the questions here. Describe the creation of the ClintonEmail.com system, including who decided to create the system, the date it was decided to create the system, why it was created, who set it up, and when it became operational. And already there's a bunch of ringers in there, because Hillary's official story was it was for convenience. She didn't want to carry multiple devices, except that we have photos of her carrying her BlackBerry, an iPhone, and an iPad. They go on down there talking about how the 60 Minutes interview, where she claimed it was recommended to her to use a personal email account to conduct official State Department business. And they go on to say, who told you that? Now, in the interview, she claimed it was Colin Powell. And Powell's come on back and said, no, didn't happen. And Clinton's email system was already running for an entire year before the time she said that Powell told her. And even Condoleezza Rice, who was in that conversation at the time, said, no, it didn't happen. So Hillary is hoping that she'll be able to just answer this stuff and be taken at her word. But if I'm right and she's having difficulty discerning reality from her fantasies, then she's going to be in serious, serious, serious trouble. And they go on to talk about her claims that she had returned all of her work-related emails, which we now know is completely false, because dozens of Hillary Clinton emails about Benghazi that were never turned over to the State Department or Congress have been found in those 15,000 email messages that were recovered by the FBI, despite Hillary using a special tool to try and wipe the server clean. Which tells us that either the tool that claims to wipe your server clean isn't really doing that, or they simply missed something. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens, or if she's going to come back and say, oh, I'm too sick, I can't answer these questions till November 9th. Anyway, now then, latest poll numbers are showing that Donald Trump is now at 20% of the black vote, and obviously 20% is not going to win. But it's significant because Hillary was sort of assuming that she's going to be carried into the White House with the black vote, the Hispanic vote, and of course the vagina vote. But she does not have a solid lock on those, and the numbers continue to trend toward Donald Trump despite the media's constant changing of methodology to weight things in favor of Hillary Clinton. Now, out in Arizona, John McCain is in the fight of his political life against his challenger, and they're having their primaries today, and we're waiting to see what the results are going to be. And he's out there in this story. This is in the Washington Post, where John McCain is blaming Donald Trump for the fact that he's not just walking into yet another term in the Senate. He's been in the Senate for 30 years. And his political fortunes all rest on his image as a war hero. Except that now we know that was a complete fraud. Because he was declared a war hero and given a medal for refusing to make propaganda videos for North Vietnam, even though he was being tortured. And now, of course, the videos have surfaced. Yeah, he did. And it occurs to me, John McCain has been the subject of much criticism because in the issue of the POWs who were left behind in Vietnam, every time somebody tries to do something about it, McCain has been blocking it. He has been an obstructionist regarding the question of POWs who were left behind in Vietnam. Maybe McCain knows that those POWs who were left behind would have things to tell about just how much he cooperated with North Vietnam. But it's all a lie. And, of course, John McCain's father's cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty isn't helping his image anyway. So McCain's only hope may be resting with Diebold. And, of course, Arizona is one of the states the FBI said that they've detected hacker activity. And, by the way, the corporate media is still going to town. Oh, the hackers were from Russia. The hackers were from Russia. Really? The FBI can't even find the ransomware writers. Why should anybody believe the FBI if they say the hack on the election systems came from Russia? It's nonsense. And first of all, the FBI's original report didn't make that. That was added later. And it looks like McCain, if he loses, he's going to say, oh, it was a Russian plot. We've got to invalidate the results, and I get to go to the Senate again. And it may even be the same thing with Hillary Clinton. If she gets soundly trounced in November, as she richly deserves, she may come on back and say, well, we've got to invalidate the results because we know Russia was tampering with the elections. Russia doesn't need to tamper with the elections. Hillary Clinton is self-destructing. So is John McCain. And again, if the FBI cannot find the hackers behind the ransomware crimes, why should anybody believe them if they come out and say, oh, this is from Russia? Anybody who understands cybercrime understands that cyber criminals will compromise networks of machines that reach all around the globe. And you may have the IP of the last machine in that chain, but that doesn't tell you where the attack originated. There could be a server in Kuwait that links to a server in Great Britain that links to a server in Liechtenstein. And from there, it bounces to the server in Russia and from there to the electronic voter databases. They don't really know. Now, in the category of what happens to people who become addicted to fame, former Texas governor and presidential candidate Rick Perry is going to be in the next season of the show Dancing with the Stars. And I'm sure most people are going to say that this is definitely a step down in his social standing. But if he's addicted to fame, the next step after that will be the tabloid covers at the supermarket. And I've seen that with a lot of TV and film stars, where they get a successful film or a successful series, and then their star starts to fade. And in order to keep their name in the public, they succumb to the lure of the tabloids. Oh, yes, I was abusing my dog with a hairdryer and horrible things like that. But the upshot of the FBI's report is that the electronic component of our entire election system cannot be trusted. And something needs to be done. Meanwhile, Harry Reid is out there trying to claim that Donald Trump is involved in these hacks on the electronic voting systems. Because after all, everybody knows that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are close friends and they swap wet, sloppy kisses and the rest of it. So Harry Reid is out there, and apparently he's writing to FBI Director James Comey, who says that there is video evidence of an individual with ties to Trump claiming to be in communication with WikiLeaks, which posted documents that Reid insists are obtained by Russia, even though WikiLeaks said no and implied they came from Seth Rich. But Reid is grasping at straws here. Because we have Donald Trump's accountants, lawyers, hairdressers, girlfriend, chiropodist is in connection with Julian Assange's uncle's car mechanic's brother. And they're trying to create a link there. So let's recap where we are. The DNC emails confirm that the Democratic primaries were rigged to favor Hillary. There are a dozen lawsuits against the Hillary campaign and the DNC for election fraud. There's a class action suit against the DNC on behalf of the Bernie Sanders supporters who feel they were defrauded. There are actual videos of election fraud by Hillary campaign workers during the primaries and even now openly violating voter registration laws by being partisan. And Harry Reid thinks he can convince us that Donald Trump is the cheat here. Now, let's be honest. For a moment, at the risk of seeing politicians spontaneously burst into flames, and remember that the FBI's original report of the intrusion into the electronic voting machines did not identify who the culprits were. Remember, the FBI's official recommendation, if you get infected by ransomware, is to pay the ransom because the FBI can't find these guys. And if the FBI cannot find the ransomware writers, then how on earth do they expect anybody to believe a claim from the FBI that they know it's Russia that's hacking into the election system? The Hillary campaign is trying to replay the Cold War paranoia from the 1950s. It's the Russians. It's the Russians. And it was used to great success by Lyndon Johnson and Ronald Reagan to win their presidencies. But this is a different age. It's not getting traction because us older Americans, and yes, I admit I'm older, we know the Cold War was just a get-rich-quick scheme for the military-industrial complex, and the younger Americans never got their public school brainwashing to wet themselves on hearing the word Russian. This is an act of utter desperation on the part of the Democrats, and they should be ashamed, but being politicians, their sense of shame was surgically removed years ago. But when you look at the extremes they're going to, to me, it smells like panic. They're in full-on thrash mode. So, we posted a link to some videos today. This is Hillary campaign didn't know they were still on camera, admits fraud used, and this goes back to that whole idea of voter registration, where the Hillary campaign people were telling their volunteers how to violate voter registration laws by selectively registering only Democrats, by actual electioneering. Remember that video came out last week about somebody who's registering voters and they've got dump Trump and pro-Hillary literature all over the place? That's against the law. Registrars of voters are supposed to be nonpartisan, not go on out there and only register the voters who are going to vote for their candidate. And that's clearly what was happening. Remember one of the big stinks during the primary season were all these people who wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders and their registrations had magically disappeared. Maybe they were never even turned in. They're signing up to vote there and the person at the table says, oh, who do you think you're going to vote for? Oh, I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders. Registration form goes in the trash. It's easy to do. There's no oversight on any of this. America's election system is an absolute joke to the rest of the world. It is wide open to fraud because it is designed that way. And the beneficiaries of that fraud don't want anything to change. Because like John McCain, they want to stay in the Senate forever. And this idea that the voters might actually want somebody else, well, those voters, they don't know what they're doing. We have a right to steal the election. We know what's best for this country. It's called the true believer mentality. Or maybe McCain just says, I don't care what the voters want. I want to keep the job. That's what I'm going to do. But you got to watch out for those true believers, the ones who are out there saying it's okay for me to break the law because I'm serving a higher purpose. We know what's best, even if the people don't. Gets us into foreign policy disaster after foreign policy disaster. And we see that with a lot of Hillary's supporters. It's okay to break the law because it's time for a woman president. We're justified in cheating the election because it's time for a woman president. I get a lot of hate email. Oh, you just don't want a woman as president. I don't have a problem with a woman as president. If Linda Lingle had run, I would have supported her because she knows how to do the job. I didn't think Caribou Barbie was a good choice, and I don't think Hillary Clinton's a good choice, but it's not because of their gender, it's because of their qualifications and criminal records, in the case of Hillary Clinton. And everybody's out there saying, it's time for a woman president. The reply is, what a shame you picked such a loser to try and carry that banner forward. There were so many qualified women out there. Cynthia McKinney. If Cynthia McKinney had run for the White House, I would have supported her. So, turning over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural, things are getting very intense. It's not getting the coverage it should be in the corporate media because they're all obsessed over Anthony Weiner's wiener. But over in Syria, the Turkish invasion has really thrown a monkey wrench into what's going on. It's reached the point where everybody's trying to figure out, who are we fighting this week? Which side are we on? And Turkey has gone on in. They're going after ISIS and the Syrian government and the Kurds. And everybody's wondering what's going on. The United States is criticizing Turkey's bombing of American coalition partners, which is the new name for these terrorist groups that we now know the U.S. was funding and arming because of the leaked emails and declassified documents surrounding this whole Benghazi situation. And here's where it gets even more weird. The U.S. government says it's no longer against Al-Qaeda. That thing on 9/11, we're ready to just write that off here because we're going to support Al-Qaeda against ISIS. It's right out of 1984. Al-Qaeda's always been our friend. We've always been at war with ISIS. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight, women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about what's going on in the war zone, specifically Turkey's invasion of Syria. And it's just thrown a monkey wrench into everybody's plans in the region. Now, you need to remember from the U.S. point of view, they're trying to remove Bashar al-Assad. They've been trying to do that for 5 years. When the American people got sick and tired of that war, the U.S. rebranded and said, well, we're not really making war on Assad and the Syrian people. We're really there to get rid of ISIS and al-Qaeda. Now, of course, they're dropping al-Qaeda and say, well, al-Qaeda's our friends now. And, you know, all that stuff about 9-11, forget about that, really. If you're a loyal American citizen, you'll forget all about 9-11 and things like the dancing Israelis and the obvious demolition marks on the building and so forth. You know, really, loyal Americans don't think about those things. And so all the U.S. allies are now piling on. France is criticizing Turkey's contradictory interventions in Syria because it's messing up the U.S. game. And part of the problem, of course, is that the U.S. is engaged in yet another massive deception with the American people, trying to convince us this is more of the war on terror, even though it's yet another war of conquest and regime change. Germany is warning Turkey about attacking the Kurds in Syria. I mean, before that botched U.S. coup d'etat, Turkey was supposedly more or less on our side, and all of a sudden we have the U.S. and France and Germany all basically talking like they're ready to invade the place. Meanwhile, a Russian army convoy has arrived in Aleppo, and apparently things are escalating there. They're going to clean the terrorists, the U.S.-backed rebels, out of Aleppo once and for all. It's a race. Syria is about to turn into this generation's version of Vietnam, and Obama does not want that on his legacy, doesn't want to be in the history books for losing Syria, and doesn't care how much of other people's money and other people's lives have to be spent to get back in there and prove the United States is victorious. Plus, if they get kicked out of Syria, it's a major, major roadblock on the completion of this process of conquering or regime changing the entire Middle East to keep the oil shackled to that U.S. dollar. Now, they're already ramping up the propaganda to go after Iran, which we know was the final target. If you go back to General Wesley Clark, he blew the whistle on this all the way back in, I think it was 2005, and said there was this plan to hit all these Middle Eastern countries, ending with Iran in 2008. Obviously, they're off the timeline for that one. But lately, we're seeing more and more this Iran bashing. Oh, we're going to keep the money that we seized from Iran. And yes, they're complying with the P5 plus one, but they're defiant in other ways, and we're going to keep the money. And now the latest thing, of course, is trying to goad Iran in the Persian Gulf. And so we're seeing this story here. Oh, but we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.